For our scripture reading this morning, please turn in your Bibles to the book of Psalms, the 115th Psalm, page 656 if you're using a Scofield Reference Bible. Page 656, Psalm 115. And beginning with verse 11, we'll read through the end of the psalm, verse 18. The text verse is the 16th verse. Verses 11 through 18 of Psalm 115. Shall we stand, please, as is our custom to do for the reading of the Scripture? We'll read the verses responsively. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But he will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord, and let's pray. Father, thou hast given us this wonderful day. Thank you for our church. Thank you for the freedom that we enjoy. We can attend here without fear of reprisal. Thank you for the fact that you've given us these people with whom we can fellowship, this great body of believers. Thank you for those guests who are with us. And thank you especially that the Holy Spirit is here. God bless with thy presence and power in a marvelous way. In Jesus' name, amen.
I will not belabor this, but I do want to. I would be amiss if I did not say this morning. I do not know how anybody could be treated any better on his birthday than I've been treated this last week. I just don't know how people can be any kinder to a person than you've been to me. My 60th birthday has not saddened me at all. I've never minded growing old. I think maybe I'm aware of the fact it's not the one that it is now. It's the next one that, you know, when you get to where the next one is 70, and that's a shocking thing. But I've never minded growing old. Two things I don't mind, growing old and going to heaven, neither of those bother me at all. In fact, the last one sounds pretty decent. And it does make me realize that I don't have as much time as I once had. 27 years ago, last month, I walked in the pulpit of this church for the first time, preached my first sermon. As a 32-year-old young man, it's hard to believe that the years have gone so swiftly. But I do want from the depth of my heart to thank you for so many kind and in some cases insulting cards that I received. And don't feel bad. Because you're the oldest you ever have been, because you're the youngest you ever will be again. And such wonderful, encouraging statements like that have been sent my way. But nobody could have been treated any kinder. I thank every little child that made me a card and everybody that expressed any kind of love and affection, and I'm grateful more than I could ever tell you. I appreciate it from the depths of my heart. This morning, I want to read for you again without your turning to it. One little line in Psalm 115, and this is it. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. An amazing statement. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. Our Heavenly Father, this is the only Sunday morning service we're going to have on September 28, 1986. If we don't get fed today, we'll go out of this place not as strong as we could have been. I pray you'll help us to receive the things of God and help me as I speak. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you look right this way for just a moment, please, as I introduce to you this passage. When the Lord tells us that the heaven is the Lord's, but the earth hath He given to the sons of men, He's likening heaven to a great organ console. He's likening earth to a great organ console. I think the picture so beautiful this morning in this lovely offertory. We have a console here, and we have one here. And these two dedicated ladies with hearts dedicated to Christ blessed us tremendously, one from here and one from here. God is saying in this psalm, He's saying that there are two consoles. There's one in heaven. That's God's. He sits at heaven's great organ and plays as the master. But there's also another console. Now, wait a minute. The console is not on earth. The console is earth. Heaven is God's great console, His great organ. And earth is likened to an organ here. And God has said, while I am playing in heaven on the organ at the console which is heaven, I have given to man, the sons of men, the earth. And it's your job to play the great instrument which is called earth. Now, God is the master organist of heaven. And so what does it do? God says, I've put you. Now, what God has done? God has given to us a book. You see, God came and God said, the earth is yours. And I want you to take the earth and play on the earth. And from the melodies of earth at your fingertips, I want there to rise beautiful, beautiful, majestic, sweet music. And so God gave us the Old Testament. And He told us how to play on earth and how to live on earth. And how to master the console which is earth. And God left us here and gave us the earth to play. And we had took His instructions and we played. And it was beautiful as we played. Every note was just right. Because God had given man earth as a console. God said, I'll play in heaven. On heaven, my console. You play on earth. Earth as yours. And man played. But something happened. Man left the instruction book. Man refused to play according to the instructions that God had left. And the music became discordant. Thank you. What was caused? That's your life. Outside His instructions. God said, I have an instrument for you to play. I'll play the one in heaven. Oh, and how beautiful He plays it. As He plays it and causes the sun to rise and the sun to set. And as He causes the heavens to be dotted with chandeliers called stars. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. I wonder what you are, up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Starlight, star bright, first star I've seen tonight. I wish I might have this wish I wish tonight. And look up and realize that God is playing heaven as the great organ
and from it comes majestic melodies. And God says, I want you to play on earth. The heaven is my instrument. Earth is yours. I'm leaving you there to feed those on the earth. I'm leaving you there to clothe those on the earth. I'm leaving you there to reach those on the earth. I'm leaving you there to encourage those on the earth. I'm leaving you there to lift up the fallen on earth and bring back those driven away on earth. I'm leaving you there, says God, to bring back or to occupy the earth and use it as an organ. You play earth's console, and I'll play heaven's console. Now, wait a minute. God heard music coming from earth. Man had sinned. Man had left the instructions. I want to say this, brother. There's only one thing wrong with this nation. We've left the instruction book. That's all. That's all that's wrong with this nation. I mean, God has the answer right here for the problems. If Mr. Reagan would have asked me to come to Washington and ask me about the tax system, and I think I'm not going to tell him what I think about the tax system tonight at question and answer time. I may do that if you ask. But I'm not going to talk about that this morning. But I'm going to say the answer for the tax system is right there in the book. It's all in the book. And the answer for your life is in that book. And the melody that comes from the tip of your fingers as you play on heaven's earth's chancel, the melody that comes and the harmony or discordant notes that come are in direct proportion as to how you build your life according to that book. God's given you instructions. And they're here. But man did not play well. And God said, I'm disappointed. God heard the vials from earth coming toward heaven. And he said, that's not the music I intended for man to play. That's not the life I intended for man to live. And so what did God do? Now listen carefully. Heaven, listen carefully, sailors. What happened? God, the great master, came to earth and sat down in our house and played for 33 years our organ for us. We did not play properly because we did not follow the instructions. But God in His mercy said, I want you to be able to play properly. And if you won't follow my instructions, if you follow my instructions, that's all you'd need. But if you won't follow my instructions, God said, I'll come down there and I'll play it for you. And Jesus came, born of a virgin, lived a perfect life, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and played the organ for us. And it sounded like it used to sound. Once again. And as he played, he said, hey, folks, this is the way I meant for you to play. This is what I had in mind. I had in mind you'd play it like I play it. And so if you won't follow the instructions I gave you in the Old Testament, I'll show you how to play it. And Jesus came, and for 33 years, he sat at the console of earth and played earth's organ and said, this is the way you're supposed to live on earth. This is the way you're supposed to love on earth. This is the way you're supposed to forgive on earth. This is what I had in mind for you all the time. And so if you would not follow my instructions and live like I said live and play like I said play because you saw the instructions, just listen to the master play. And he played. Thank you, Mr. Colston, that's all. What did he do? Now follow me carefully. He came to our house to play and show us how to play. He put himself in a place of power to show us how to have patience. He put himself in a place of weakness to show us how to obey. In fact, he placed himself in every conceivable circumstance that you and I can face. Listen. You've never had a problem he didn't have in those 33 years. You've never had a temptation that he didn't have in those 33 years. Listen, I don't know what your burden is. I know you have it, but I don't know what your burden is.
But know this, whatever your burden is of in this great sea of faces this morning, I'll guarantee you this, while Jesus was here on earth, he had the same burden you have this morning. Whatever your problem is, he faced the same problem. Whatever that temptation is that hounds you, Jesus faced the same temptation.
Did you ever wonder why, if all he had to do was come and die for us, he spent 33 years here before he died? Did you ever wonder about that?
I mean, if all he was the Lamb of God as our substitute, why didn't he come one day and die the next? Jesus didn't have to stay here 33 years. There's nothing in the Old Testament that said he had to stay here 33 years before he went to Calvary and paid the price for our sins. He could have, by the way, he didn't have to come as a baby either. The Old Testament prophesied that he would, but that was not necessary. All God needed was a perfect lamb, the substitute to pay for our sins on the cross. Jesus could have come and the next day gone to Calvary, become sin, paid our penalty, paid the price in full, so you and I could trust him as our Savior, go to heaven when we die. But he didn't come just for that. That was the main reason he came. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. But he did not come just for that. Jesus came to earth so he could play on earth's console every conceivable tune that man could ever play. I don't know what your heartache is, but he had it. I don't know what your burden is, but he had it. I do not know what your temptation is, but he had it. There hath no temptation taken us, says 1 Corinthians, but such as is common to man. And the apostle said, he was in all points tested like as we are. So what did he do? He came to earth. And he came to earth and was loved. And said, look at me, folks. This is the way you're supposed to respond when you're loved. Then he inverted that. And he came to earth, and while he was here, he was hated. And he said, look, folks, look, this is the way you're supposed to respond when you're hated. And then he was slandered. And he said, hey, folks, look, you've been playing discordant notes. Let me tell you what the harmonious note is. This is the way you're supposed to respond when you're slandered. And then he witnessed. He won souls. He talked to the man teacher of Israel at midnight. He talked to the fallen woman at noonday. He talked to the blind man beside the road. He talked to the thief on the cross. And he said, folks, hey, you soul winners going to Chicago, this is the way you're supposed to witness. Hey, you folks that go house to house knocking on a, this is the way you're supposed to do it. He said, folks, you're doing it all wrong. So the great Master came and sat at earth's keyboard and said, let me play life for you. Let me play the earth for you. And you who would not obey my instruction sheet, let me show you how to play. And let me, by my own example, let you know how you're supposed to live. And so he preaches. And he says, this is the way you're supposed to preach. He comes in contact with the poor. And he says, this is the way you're supposed to treat the poor. He becomes poor. And he says, this is the way you're supposed to act when you are poor. Saints, I want you to listen now. You're not here just to play ball. I want you to look out this way and listen now. I hate to call you down, but I want you to hear what I've got to say. And I want you to look right this way while I'm preaching. Listen to Admiral Howes. I want you to hear me. Jesus said, this is the way you're supposed to be loved. And this is the way you're supposed to love. He goes to work in the carpenter shop and says, this is the way you're supposed to work. He suffers and says, this is the way you're supposed to suffer. He faces temptation and he says, this is the way you're supposed to face temptation. He is falsely tried and he says, this is the way you're supposed to accept false charges. He is crucified. He dies. And he says, hey, people, look. This is the way you're supposed to die. That's why he came, ladies and gentlemen. He came first to die in your place so you could go to heaven. But he came and spent 33 years here instead of 33 hours. He came and spent 33 years here that he might show you how to play on earth's console. That's what he meant when he said we're to pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He says, you're supposed to live down here and show this old earth how heaven loves. You're supposed to live down here and show this old earth how heaven forgives. You're supposed to live down here and show this old earth how the mercy of heaven and the compassion of heaven and the forgiveness of heaven and the kindness of heaven and the joy of heaven. And there's nothing in the world the city of Hammond needs anymore than a group of born-again believers to sit down at earth's chancel and play it on earth as God plays it in heaven. That's what we're here for. That's what it's all about. I know we're supposed to stand, but we're not supposed to be unkind while we stand. I want the cleanest folks in Hammond to be First Baptist Church people. I want the most honorable folks in Hammond to be First Baptist Church people. I want the most diligent folks in debt paying in Hammond to be First Baptist Church people. I'm not talking just about smiling at your neighbor. I'm talking about paying your neighbor what you owe him. I'm talking about living as he lived. This whole world looks around and says, we don't see him. Oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer. Oh, to be like thee, pure as thou art. Come in thy goodness, come in thy sweetness. Stamp thine own image deep on my heart. It's been a great joy for me this week to have two of our daughters here. Or Cindy's always with us here because she lives in Syria. But a joy to have Linda. And I remember when Cindy was a little girl, how she used to stand on the hearth of the fireplace and sing. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, all I ask, to be like Him. All through life's journey, through hill and valley, all I ask, to be like Him. And I used to sit there and tears roll down my cheeks and I said, oh God, that's what I want to be. That's what I want you to be. Look, if the world ever sees Him, they've got to see Him in us. There's nobody else here. He isn't here. He came and He said, this is the way I want you to live. This is the way I want you to love. This is the way I want you to forgive. This is the way I want you to serve. This is the way I want you to work. And He said, I've not only given you a set of instructions, but I went down there and for 33 years, I showed you how to do it. And it's time God's people live like Jesus lived. That's what the world's waiting for. They hear our testimonies and rent us an apartment. We don't pay our rent on time. They say, what's so good about that? They hear our testimonies and hear us preach on the street corner and pass out tracts. And then we buy something and have a charge account and don't pay our bill. And they say, what's so good about that? We knock on doors and go out and make a visit. And then we're dishonest. And they say, what's so good about that? The world is waiting to see Jesus in believers, and as soon as they see Him in believers, then they'll listen to what we have to say. He was tested in all points like we. And so He said, I'll take care of heaven's chancel. Heaven is my instrument. And the great Master sits in the glory land and plays so beautifully. And never a sin darkens its door. And never a palsied foot walks its golden streets. And never a trembling hand lifts itself to praise God. And never a sickness enters in the holy city. And nobody ever there profanes the name of God. And God says, look up here and see how I'm playing. I want the same music I'm playing up here. I want it to go out over all the earth. And man sits down and says, I'll take the instruction book. But the truth is, most of us don't live the instruction book. So God does this. God says, okay, I'll come and show you how to play. There's something else. He said, I want to give you some more instructions too. So He gave us the New Testament to go with the old. And He said, I'll give you another set of instructions to help you play it better. But He goes beyond that. He says, in case you have a little hard time playing, I'm going to send the one that taught me how to play down there, and he's going to live in you the rest of your life. And he can talk to you when you hit a bad note. He can say, watch it there. Watch it there. He says, play heavenly music on the chancel of earth. Hear the instructions. Man plays a while, and then all of a sudden discordant notes come from his fingertips, and God says, I've got to come down now. And I got to play for you and show you how to play. So He comes down and plays and shows us how to play. And man still blows it. And God said, okay, I'll give you another testament. I'll give you some more added instructions. And God gives the New Testament. And man still blows it. And God said, okay. He said, I play in the power of the Holy Spirit. I'll send the Holy Spirit to you. And let my teacher be with you all the time while you play. For 60 years,
I've lived on this earth.
It's been my job since I've been here
to try to play for 27 years for you like he plays. Far too often, I've played discordant notes. But I hope that occasionally, in these 27 years, I hope you've gotten a little glimpse, maybe, of how he plays. I hope every once in a while, some note has come from my fingertips, and you said, I believe that's the way Jesus plays. I hope somewhere along the trail, you've seen me love a little bit like he loves. I hope somewhere along the trail you've seen me forgive a little bit like he forgives. I hope that somewhere in the last 27 years, as I've come to this milestone in my life, I hope somewhere in these last 27 years, a little music has come from the console at which my fingers play. That would say, I believe, I heard some music that reminds me of the one who was here 2,000 years ago. I'm sorry, as you are, that far too often I, like you, play discordant notes. But I don't want to play discordant notes. This is an old, old story. 20 years old. Often used. 20 years ago, last month, we celebrated our 7th anniversary together as pastor and people. I was only 39 years of age then. Becky was 12. David was 10. Linda was 8. And Cindy was 7, nearly 7, 6. We came in one day and we've been gone for a while. Opened the door inside the entrance hall, the closet, there was a tree. It was a money tree. And you folks who were here then, had placed bills all over that tree. I mean dollars and fives and tens and twenties and fifties and even $200-$300 bills on that tree. The tree was about that high. We took all the money off and I went out and planted the tree in the front yard. I wanted to raise some more money. And you had written a note beside every bill. Everybody placed a bill on that tree and written a little note. We sat around the table and we read those notes. Each member of the family would read one. And I opened one. And there's what it said. Dear Brother Hiles, as you know, my husband beats me. And as you know, my husband, I'm afraid of him. And as you know, I have little children. She said, I and the children are sitting at the table in the kitchen now. We're writing this note together. We're voting on what to say and deciding together what we're going to say to you on this 7th anniversary of yours. It's our pastor. She said, we remembered the night that you came over to our house, and I remember it so well. And my husband had a gun, pointed that gun at me. You stepped in front of me, and you said to him, you'll have to kill me if you kill your wife. And then you took the gun from him. He said, Brother Hiles, you saved my life and maybe the lives of my children. She said, I remember the times we've been hungry. You brought us food. The times we didn't have clothes enough to wear to keep warm in the wintertime, and you brought us clothes to wear. She said, Brother Hiles, she said, what we're trying to say today is for my family, we believe that if Jesus, the Master, had lived in Hammond and had pastored the First Baptist Church of Hammond, he would have done exactly what you've done. And she said, we believe you've walked among us for 7 years as the Master would have walked if he had been here. And I said, that's not true. But that's what I want more than I want anything in the whole world. If God will let me have 10 more years to pastor this church,
I'd like to have 10 years to show you better what he's like.
I'd like to have 10 more years to preach as near I can as what he would preach. I'd like to have 10 more years to teach as best I can like he would teach.
I'd like to have 10 more years to love you like Jesus would love you if he were your pastor.
I'd like to have 10 more years to forgive like he would forgive.
I'll not make it perfectly. I'll fail.
There'll be some times when my flesh will intervene and dilute
perfect love.
There'll be some times when my humanity will be mixed in the prescription and will dilute
perfect forgiveness.
There'll be times when I'll say things the Master wouldn't have said. There'll be times when I'll do things the Master wouldn't have done.
But my prayer as I start my 7th decade on earth, playing at His chancel, my prayer is that God will give me 10 years to do my best to show you what He's like. That's what we're supposed to do. That's what it's all about.
He says, we have an offertory, prelude, postlude. You sit down at your chancel, which is earth. I'll sit down in my chancel, which is heaven.
And I'll play. You play on earth like I play. That's what he's talking about. The earth is mine. Within an hour from where I stand right now, probably 7 million people live. Within an hour from where I stand right now,
probably 6 million of them don't even know how to go to heaven when they die. And 7 million of them, almost to a man, know nothing
about the love of Christ. Where do you work? Have they seen Jesus there?
Where do you go to school?
Have they gotten to see Him? Where do you pastor? Have they gotten to see Him? Oh, to be like Thee, blessed Redeemer. Oh, to be like Thee, pure as Thou art. Come in Thy goodness. Come in Thy sweetness. Stamp Thine own image deep on my heart. That's my prayer. For me first, and then for you, my dear people. Our Heavenly Father,